Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pokey Rice. Batting second. The right fielder, Michael Tucker. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dimitri Young. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Steins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benito Santiago. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Sexton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Parris. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Steve Parris. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adrian Brown. Batting second. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting third. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Vander Waal. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Warren Morris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Keith Osick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Alex Hernandez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Benson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Chris Benson. And now, play ball. Pokey Rice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Tucker. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Mears applying the tag. 2 outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Griffey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vander Waal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Vander Waal reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Giles moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Santiago for a passed ball. Giles scores. Vander Waal moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morris hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Griffey. Morris reaches second base with a double. Vander Waal scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Osick takes first base on ball 4. Alex Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. Morris moves to third. Osick moves to second. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mears is walked intentionally. Chris Benson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Benson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santiago strikes out. Two outs. Chris Sexton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Steins. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Morris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a pop-up towards short. Sexton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vander Waal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vander Waal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sexton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sexton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parris bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Sexton moves to second. One out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sexton moves to third. Reese moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Vander Waal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sexton tags and scores. Reese tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Pirates. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. the Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. Casey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steins hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. Santiago strikes out. Two outs. Chris Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sexton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sexton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Parris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parris is 0 for 0 in the game. Parris hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sexton moves to third. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reese is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Chris Benson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Benson is 0 for 1 in the game. Benson is called out on strikes. One out. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Young, for the double play. Two outs. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Casey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Casey is walked intentionally. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Casey moves to second. It's Reds, 3, Pirates, 3. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 2 in the game. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards third. Osick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vander Waal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vander Waal hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reese fields it and throws to first for one. The throw to second, and they've got Giles trapped. There's the throw back to Reese, who tags Giles for the double play. Two outs. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Osick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Osick takes first base on ball 4. Morris moves to second. Alex Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sexton hits a fly ball into right field. Vander Waal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parris strikes out. Two outs. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Mears reaches second base with a double. Chris Benson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benson is 0-for-2 in the game. Benson bunts towards third. Steins fields it and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to third. One out. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a pop-up towards short. Sexton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Griffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casey for the out. Two outs. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Steins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Giles hits a pop-up towards short. Sexton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vander Waal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vander Waal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Vander Waal reaches second base with a double. Denys Reyes now pitching. Alex Ramirez pinch hits for Warren Morris. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Griffey. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Vander Waal scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Osick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Osick is hit by the pitch. Alex Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mears is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Abraham Nunez now playing second base. Rich Lowassel now pitching. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santiago is 0-for-3 in the game. Santiago strikes out. One out. Chris Sexton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sexton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowassel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Clark pinch hits for Scott Sullivan. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Osick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. John Reidling now pitching. Abraham Nunez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nunez strikes out. One out. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Wallace now pitching. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Reds. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Griffey is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffey strikes out. Two outs. Dimitri Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vander Waal. Young reaches second base with a double. Kamara Barti pinch runs for Dimitri Young. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Casey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wallace fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Alex Ochoa now playing left field. Danny Graves now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Giles strikes out. 1 out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vander Waal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Vander Waal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vander Waal for the out. 2 outs. Enrique Wilson pinch hits for Jeff Wallace. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.